Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So a couple of movies to talk about this week that actually are in the theaters. And one is The War with Grandpa, and this is Robert De Niro, and I must say that nobody does grouchy like Robert De Niro. So ideal person for that, for this role, I think.
Right. He's a grandfather named Jack, who the big conflict is that he gets the room. He moves in with his daughter and her family, and he gets his grandson's room, and the grandson declares war on Grandpa. Because now the poor grandson, sixth grader, he has to go live in the attic. And so they literally have these events, sort of, including a dodgeball contest where Grandpa brings his old buddies and the kid brings his sixth grade friends, and they play dodgeball.
So De Niro doesn't go down without a fight here, as we might imagine.
Right, right. It's all very light and pretty predictable, mostly slapstick. But there's a few sweet things. And the cast is pretty amazing. In addition to De Niro, you have Christopher Walken, another Oscar winner. And as the lady for the older guys, you have Jane Seymour, who is still quite attractive.
Yeah, and Cheech Marin is in this?
And Cheech is in it, yes. He's one of the other buddies. He's one of the old guys, yeah.
Uma Thurman is in this.
She plays, I haven't seen her in a long time. She plays Sally, Jack's daughter, and she's quite good. Her husband is played by Rob Riggle, and he gets very little to do, and I was sorry about that because he is naturally very, very funny.
Yeah.
But he didn't get a chance to show off among the other funny people.
The boy who plays the grandson is Oakes Fegley, is that right?
He's had a huge career already.
Oh.
He started, I think, when he was two, and
gosh.
He's had, yeah, all kinds of big movies, and Pete's Dragon, he was Pete in that, so yeah.
So I guess he's up to the challenge of going toe-to-toe with Robert De Niro?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think he's 12 now.
Yeah, well, that's impressive. This surprises me that this is rated PG.
Well, me too. They keep it clean, more or less. It's more of a family movie. I guess there's some double entendres in it, but it's okay for family.
There's just not many PG movies kind released now.
Even the cartoons are mostly all PG. And there's what you never see is a G every once in a great while. But
yeah. I don't know what it would take for something to be rated G. One of the reviews says the world needs safe, saccharine, predictable, and disposable cinema, just as much as it needs quote the good stuff. And
that
was a good review. I mean, that was a favorable review. But
yeah, it is. They're not claiming to be anything.
Sure.
But just sort of mindless fun.
Hour and a half of entertainment.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is the movie critic with the Herald Banner. Now, another one is out, and this is On the Rocks with Bill Murray. And
yes.
It's been out for a week, but still relatively new in the theaters.
Right. It would have been, I would have predicted it would have done quite well in a regular release, but this one is going to be going online October 23rd, not very long. But it's directed, written, and produced by Sofia Coppola, who had so much success with Bill Murray in the movie Lost in Translation, which is all the way back to 2003. I can't believe it's that long ago, but yeah. And Bill Murray plays an aging playboy who does have a daughter who's played by Rashida Jones. She thinks her husband may be having an affair, and her father really is convinced of it. So they get into all these crazy antics trying to find out. But it is, even though it's a comedy, it's not the same kind of comedy as War with Grandpa. It's a sophisticated comedy, and one reviewer called it a champagne cocktail of a film.
Now, Lost in Translation, you mentioned this was with Scarlett Johansson, and it was set in Japan, as you say, is quite a few years ago. That was maybe one of the first really big movies for Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, and now she's working in the Marvel comics.
Right.
And yes, But she was incredibly young at that time. She might have still been a teenager, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't much over 20, if that. We kind of have an idea of what Bill Murray does in a movie, and I love all of Bill Murray's stuff. So this is classic Bill Murray.
It is. It's sophisticated fun.
Yeah. So now I see that The War with Grandpa will be on in Greenville this weekend, but I don't see that On the Rocks will be.
No, I didn't notice that. Yeah, it's not opening here.
You might need to go to the Angelica or something like that in Dallas to see that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I show we're almost out of time, but I showed you a CBS News, CBS This Morning feature on what it's like to go to the movies during the pandemic. That was pretty interesting. No refills on popcorn and drinks, but they do have lower prices.
Oh, yes, that's amazing. They've come down a little bit on those.
But you can't get refills. And then it showed, this was they did this at a Cinemark theater in mm-hmm. Plano, and they cleaned the theater, deep cleaned the theater, or disinfect the yes. theater after every show.
Yeah, they show them spraying it down and.
So anyway, I mean they're doing the best they can, but it's not easy.
Right.
Yeah. But two out in the theaters now that Alice likes, The War with Grandpa and On the Rocks. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the telephone line.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.